So Sean Payton and the Broncos were booed when they came onto the field. And what I heard in the dome, compared to the way other teams are booed, I thought the boos were louder with Sean Payton coming into the dome. And there were people who were, I was kind of low in the section. I was, I think, row six. So I was kind of low in the plaza area. And a lot of fans, I guess they felt like Sean Payton might be able to see them. Of course, he wasn't going to pay attention to that. But a lot of people were flipping off Sean Payton. And I know a lot of you think that that's not appropriate. You know, I go back to Sean Payton made a decision to leave football. Things had gotten really rough with the Saints. And I think he had lost five in a row or had lost a number of games. And things were really, really ugly. And Sean Payton bailed. He was still under contract, but he bailed. And then he was really using that as an excuse to look for a bigger market. And he did. And he's in Denver. But as you know, Sean Payton has not created magic in Denver. And I know that he gave us a Super Bowl. But look, you know, this is something else interesting to consider. And this it came up on the show yesterday. It was the enthusiasm of the city. It was the need of the people of New Orleans to have something to cling to that was positive after Hurricane Katrina. And the Saints provided that. The Saints provided that with a Super Bowl victory. But when was the other Super Bowl victory? There wasn't any. And even Sean Payton had, you know, back-to-back 7-9 seasons, even with Drew Brees. So things weren't all rosy during his entire time here. Now, he gave us a Super Bowl, but I don't think any city should be satisfied with one Super Bowl. I mean, it was almost like the city was collectively satisfied. Oh, we got our Super Bowl. Well, what about another one? You know, what about at least acting like you really care about getting another one? And I know the Saints will say that, you know, yeah, they do. They do try. They do want that. But, you know, sometimes teams reflect the city that they're in. And even though the players come from all over the country, and I've seen this happen in my business, I've seen people come from other parts of the country, and they come here, and they become part of New Orleans, which in many ways is positive. But when you become part of the acceptance of mediocrity, the laissez-faire mentality of New Orleans, I don't think that's good. And I see the team reflecting the city of New Orleans. And there is an unspoken acceptance of mediocrity. I remember years ago when the Saints fans were putting bags on their heads. It was bad. And the Saints were losing miserably. And there was TGF Fridays was right next to, was on Veterans Highway, right next to Rouse's. On Veterans Highway, Burlington is there in an office building there, and TGF Fridays was like the hot place to go. It was almost kind of like a meat market, and after Saints games, it was a big place to go. And I would see players, after just a totally embarrassing loss, I would see players show up there with their chest out, like I'm a Saints player. And I'm thinking, man, I would, after that performance, I would be embarrassed to be in public kind of asking for fan adoration. And yet they were there. Some of the players were there. And that's when it occurred to me, and this was, I guess, the 70s. It occurred to me then that just being a Saints player was good enough. It didn't matter if you won. Just being a Saints player was good enough. And you were adorned. You were loved. You were appreciated. You were revered as a Saints player. And, you know, again, if I would have been a player at that time, and I thought about this at the time, I wouldn't go out in public. I mean, the players go to dinner. They go to Morton's. They go to Roos Chris after. They're not flaunting their presence. But I remember a couple of players that would like flaunt their presence there with their chest sticking out proud, trying to meet chicks. And I just thought, this is just, I don't know, there's something wrong about this. And so I think the city itself loves the Saints to the point where maybe there is this subconscious idea that the Saints don't have to be great just because they're the Saints and we love them. And yes, we do love them. And we've got a great fan base. And Drew Brees talked about this last night when he was being inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame. And that was really, that halftime moment was a very, very touching moment at the game last night. Drew Brees and his family, and man, he's got a beautiful family and a bunch of kids, and they're really growing up. And, you know, he got a lot of applause. It was a great moment. And he said he loved the city, said just absolutely loved the city, loved the fans, said it was the best fan base ever. Gail Benson presented Drew Brees with his Saints Hall of Fame jacket. And Drew Brees just said, "I love you," to the entire dome last night. And said it was the greatest team, the greatest owner, and the greatest fans. And it was great. Oh, and then he led the dome in his famous pregame cheer that he would do with the team. He led the dome in that, and that was awesome. Steve Gleason was there as well. There's a moment where Sean Payton did go over and talk to Drew Brees. I guess this must have been before the game, but it wasn't during the halftime ceremony. And I think Sean Payton going there at halftime during that moment would not have been appropriate. But, you know, they certainly meant a lot to each other. And there were some great winning seasons. And you know, you look at the list of the playoffs and division titles, and all of that was really, really exciting. But overall, I feel like this team is just not inspired. And I don't like the perception that I get, and the Saints don't want me to say this. And I mean, I love the Saints, man. Guys, I was with the Saints before many of you who even work for the Saints were working for the Saints. A lot of people say they were there. I don't know if they were really there or not. But I can tell you, I've never lied on this show. I was there in Tulane Stadium in 1967 when John Gilliam ran the first kickoff back for a touchdown. I was there. I was there for Dempsey's kick at Tulane Stadium against the Lions. I've been there through the years. I never put a bag on my head, and I never would. I wouldn't even today. But I've been there from the beginning, and fans have a right to talk about the team, any team, in any city. And I just don't like the body language and the demeanor of Dennis Allen after games. It just seems like there's too much complacency. And I would not be surprised if Dennis Allen was very intimidated going against Sean Payton last night. Now, that has nothing to do with the players on the field. That has nothing to do with the injuries. And we lose Adebo. You know, I mean, the list goes on. And it's bad. Spencer Rattler, I think he's got a lot of promise. But, you know, there were times when he acted too much like a rookie. But then again, look at Bo Nix. Bo Nix may not have completed every pass, but that guy was confident, and he made decisions. And there was a big difference between those two rookie quarterbacks. And Spencer Rattler hesitated. And there was a time that he was running, and he kind of stopped and hesitated. If he would have kept going, it would have been a big play. But he hesitated and then started running and then got tackled. Bo Nix made quick decisions. And Bo Nix is, like, big and fast and, you know, he could turn out to be a really good quarterback. So, I mean, really, what else can you say about the Saints? Dennis Allen again made some comments last night, and it's the same thing, and it's the exact same tone. Here's how Dennis Allen started to explain the humiliating loss to the Denver Broncos last night.
You know, you look at this game and. There was nothing complimentary about the game. You know, in particular, early on in the game, we weren't really able to get anything going offensively, defensively. You know, we allowed them to have too many long drives. And so, therefore, in the first half, I think the time of possession was out of whack. It kind of got a little bit more balanced up as the game went along. But I think that's been a challenge for us. You know, I think we're not winning the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. I think that's a challenge for us right now. And so, look, we've got, you know, obviously a few days here before we have to play again. We'll go out to L.A. Next week, and we've got to find a way to put our guys in the best position to have some success, and we got to find a way to play better football. And so that's been, it's been disappointing. Obviously, look, injuries play a part of it, but we've got to find a way to play better.
Guess what? We've heard that before. In that exact same way, in that exact same tone. Dennis Allen also seemed to concede that planning and preparation and practice only get you so far when a third of your team is on injured reserve.
Look, it's hard when you lose five in a row, and then when you look at all the injuries on top of it, and you know, yeah, it makes it a lot more challenging. And so I think our guys are fighting, and yet the results aren't showing.
No, they're not showing. Again, there are moments when the Saints look okay. Let's think about basic concentration. Let's think about basically doing your job as a Saints player. How did the honey bun, he used to be the honey badger, man. Sometimes when he's the honey bun, I'm going to call him the honey bun. He was the honey bun last night. How do you miss an interception that is thrown right to your numbers? It hit him in the chest. How do you not catch that ball? You're not concentrating. I mean, that had nothing to do with age. He couldn't even catch that. He couldn't hold the ball. It literally bounced right off number 32. And then I think it was Dwan Johnson, and I think this was for a first down. He dropped a pass. It was thrown right to him. How do you do that? You know, defensive backs don't get that many opportunities to have a ball thrown right to them. You can't miss those opportunities if you're a pro. If you're being paid millions of dollars to do what you do, you can't miss that. And Dwan Johnson, you can't drop those passes. I mean, I know these people are human, but this is like just basically doing your job. It's not even anything extraordinary. And so the Saints are just basically not doing their job. So I don't know. It's discouraging.